Luke pointed at the portmaster's sore-covered face. "Of the weeping pox," he said, making up his own name for the illusory disease. As much as he disliked lying, it was sometimes a necessity for any Jedi. And right now, his best option was to use the illusion, not fight it. The thief is immune to this disease herself, but she's the one spreading it.
"Spreading it?" the comm officer echoed, coming alert. "Someone is causing this plague intentionally?"
"We don't know her motivations," Luke said, turning to the comm officer. "Perhaps she's just frightened, but we need to stop her." The comm officer's eyes shrank to angry beads.
"You should have stopped her before Padilla."
"We haven't had much cooperation." Luke spread his hands. "I'm afraid she's proven very adept at persuading people to hide her." The comm officer's gaze shifted toward the portmaster, either urging his superior to reveal what they knew, or seeking permission to do it himself. "And that's a very unfortunate thing," Luke continued, "because the longer it takes us to get her into a lab, the more beings will die."
"The lab?" the comm officer asked. "You think you can cure this?"
"That's what the scientists tell me," Luke replied. "If they can figure out why she's immune, they can replicate it." The officer's eyes went back to the portmaster.
"Naji, we must tell him." "You already have, you fool,"
the portmaster answered. And he did the right thing. Luke fixed his gaze on the portmaster, Naji, and put an edge in his voice. "It's not just Pydirian lives that are at stake. Where will I find her?" Naji shrugged.
"Who can know? We tracked her to the to the seashore, well outside the city."
"Near a certain temple?" Luke suggested. He watched the Padirian's expressions sink and knew that he had guessed correctly, that he had been guessing correctly since the Emiacs entered the Almanian system. Abeloth had come here to find the Falanasi, a secretive order of women who were also known as Adepts of the White Current. "Naji, I know that the Falanasi make their home here, and I have every reason to suspect the thief intends to hide among them. If I'm correct, their lives are in great danger."
"You are correct,"
the comm officer interrupted.
"The Jade Shadow approached under its own transponder code and... Sanar,"
Naji hissed.
"The High Lady asked us not to speak of this. You remain silent if you wish."
Sanar pulled his headset off and tossed it onto the comm console, then hopped down off his perch.
"But if Luke Skywalker needs help saving the galaxy from this plague, the least I can do is show him where to start looking."